On today's show, VW submits a recall plan for its cheating diesels. Ford makes a suit that simulates driving high, man. And Fiat loses a fortune on its electric cars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for November 23rd of 2015. Volkswagen owners in Europe who were expecting compensation for their cheating diesels are in for a rude awakening. Automotive News reports that the $1,000 goodwill package VW gave to customers in the U.S. and Canada will not be offered in Europe. VW justifies this by saying that the U.S. cars were specifically advertised as clean diesels. Customers were investing in a niche technology, and they have to pay more for diesel fuel. As a result, VW believes European customers will be less inconvenienced, so it's working on a package that causes as little headache as possible when a recalled vehicle gets taken in for service. In the U.S., the automaker just submitted its recall plan to the California Air Resources Board. We don't know any of the details yet, and Volkswagen may still be required to revise and resubmit the plan if CARB doesn't approve of the remedies. And now it's going to have to add even more vehicles to its list. The EPA and CARB just announced that it's going to probe 3-liter diesel Volkswagen and Audi models from 2009 up to the 2016 model year, which adds another 85,000 vehicles on top of the vehicles with 2-liter TDI engines. To educate young people about the dangers of driving under the influence of illegal drugs, Ford created a suit that mimics how those substances can impair you. Called the Drug Driving Suit, it was co-developed with the Meyer-Henschel Institute in Germany to simulate the effects of marijuana, heroin, cocaine, and ecstasy. The suit consists of padding, ankle weights, goggles, and headphones to help simulate reduced mobility, vision, and coordination. According to NHTSA, about 18% of all traffic deaths involve drugs other than alcohol. The suit will be used in the Ford Driving Skills for Life program that provides driver training around the world. And still to come, you won't believe who showed up at the last NASCAR race of the season.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Kyle Busch won the final NASCAR race yesterday at the Homestead Track just outside of Miami. And with that win, he took home the championship, what they call the chase. It also handed Toyota its first NASCAR Sprint Cup, a major milestone for the company's racing efforts. This was also the last race for Jeff Gordon, one of the most popular drivers in the series. But what impressed us is who turned up at the track to watch Gordon's farewell run, including Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton, racing legend Mario Andretti, and IndyCar star Elio Castroneves. It was great to see drivers from other racing series turn out to support Jeff Gordon. And here's an interesting tidbit we learned from an impeccable source at Fiat Chrysler. In the U.S. market, the company has to sell 20 Fiat 500s just to cover the losses it generates from selling one Fiat 500 EV. And it's not working. So far this year, FCA sold just over 4,000 Fiat 500 EVs. That means it would need to sell 80,000 regular 500s to cover those losses. Instead, it has only sold a little over 22,000 of them. That means it's losing tens of millions of dollars selling those electric cars. Now, over the weekend, the UAW ratified its new labor contracts with General Motors and Ford. While it was more difficult to get a majority of workers to approve it than expected, the union was able to get approval while avoiding a strike. Coming up next, why Lincoln decided it had to change the front-end look of its cars.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
The new Lincoln MKZ is the first car in the company's lineup that features its new signature grille, which first debuted on the Continental Concept. Eventually, every car in the lineup will use that grille. On Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Kumar Galhotra, the head of Lincoln, and he explained why they're making the change.
That split-wing grille you mentioned is a part of our heritage. It goes back to some really unique Lincolns, and it's been a core part of our design DNA for a while. But I firmly believe, John, that for any brand to stay relevant, you have to continuously evolve your design language. And it's always a fine line to walk. How much of evolution should there be, and what direction do you go? So we thought very carefully about it, and we've gone with the design that you see. It's been very well received, first in the Continental, and here as well. And in terms of family resemblance, as we progress this design across our entire portfolio, the portfolio will have that Lincoln look to it.
To learn more about some of the vehicles that debuted at the LA Auto Show, you can watch that entire show right now on our website or on our YouTube channel. That wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.